Hi, I'm Ryan McKean from Connecticut Trial Firm, and I'm here today to talk to you about insurance coverages. One of the very first things that we want to do in your case is understand how much money is available to compensate you. So the first thing we do is send out a letter of representation to obtain the person who hit you's insurance policy. And that's going to tell us how much money is available from that. Then what we want to do is also put your insurance policy on notice of a claim and obtain your policy limits. We do this because that protects your underinsured or uninsured motorist rights, and it also tells us what coverages that you have. You pay for these coverages, and making a claim against them under Connecticut law does not cause your premiums to go up in any which way. So we need to look for any available coverage that you may have, including conversion coverage, which would then add the two policies together. We also want to look for MedPay on your policy. MedPay will help you with medical bills right away, so that can be extremely valuable to you. We also want to look for any assets that the person who hit you may have, and that will inform us as to what is possible to recover. Now, the reality is that sometimes that somebody hits you and has very minimal coverage or no coverage at all, and perhaps you have very minimal coverage and the person who hit you has no assets. Well, under Connecticut law, that could limit your recovery to perhaps just $25,000, even if you are severely injured. So we will constantly talk with you about the amount of available coverage, how it impacts your case, and we will share with you coverage amounts as they come in and share with you that information so you can be empowered to make the best decision possible given the circumstances of your particular case.